We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking primarily about the COVID-19 pandemic on this weekend's Motherload Views. Also going to get into some other health-related issues during this final segment of the show. Joined by Dr. Eric Sergenko, who is the interim public health officer for Tuolumne County and Tuolumne County Public Health Director Michelle Jaquetta. Michelle Jaquetta, I'll pose the next question to you. I understand there's going to be a flu shot clinic this coming week. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we have our first flu vaccine clinic this Wednesday, October 6th, from 9 to 4 out at Sierra Bible Church, where we have had a lot of our drive-through COVID vaccination clinics, and we will be doing our flu vaccination clinic out there. There will be a break between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, but we will be there from 9 to 4. Flu shots are available for anyone age 2 and older, as long as we have supplies, and we do have a good supply of flu vaccine. And then we have one the following Wednesday on the 13th from 1 to 4 p.m. over in Groveland at the Library Youth Center parking lot. Both of the flu clinics will be drive-through. There's no cost for the flu shot, and we ask folks, they are putting our flu clinics on My Turn as well. So we do ask for folks to make an appointment to have the whole thing go a little bit smoother. We will allow folks to come in who don't have an appointment, but it'll just be a little bit smoother if folks can make it an appointment on My Turn. And we see that a lot of people have already signed up for our clinic on Wednesday, so we're happy about that. And if you're not able to make either one of the drive-through larger clinics, we do offer free flu shots also here at the Public Health Department on Tuesday mornings from 8:30 to 11:30. And those are also by appointment only. And those appointments can be made just by calling us here at Public Health at 533-7401.
Good to know. And Dr. Sergenko, I also want to ask you a little bit about measles, because that's been in the news this week. Calaveras County Public Health put out a media alert about a measles case over there, and I understand that that person was also in Tuolumne County potentially as well. So, you know, what do you know about that, and what can you share just in regards to measles?
Yeah, so start with what measles is. Measles is a droplet and aerosol disease, not unlike COVID, but it spreads much more effectively, about 6 to 8 times more effectively than the COVID virus. And it tends to hang out in the air longer than does the COVID virus. COVID tends to be more in the droplets and drop to the ground at a shorter distance. So when we get concerned about measles, it's because it spreads that more effectively and hangs around in the environment longer. And what we do know about this particular case, and we have been working in conjunction with the Calaveras Public Health team, so really appreciate them reaching out to us on Thursday afternoon to let us know that they had had a case that they had identified and have been working with them. The case was actually seen here at Adventist Sonora in the emergency department on the evening of the 15th of September. And where we're concerned is anyone that may have been in that same area in the emergency department between the hours of 5 p.m. and midnight on the 15th may have been exposed. And so if people have not been vaccinated and were born after 1957, we would recommend that they get vaccinated, get their first dose of MMR, to prevent them from developing symptoms. The timing is most inconvenient, because typically we start seeing people developing a rash about 14 days after being exposed. So we're right in that window when we start seeing people that are symptomatic. And what we are concerned about is that if people were unvaccinated and exposed in the emergency department or anywhere else, that the case may have gone in Tuolumne and traveling from Calaveras to come down here, is that they may already be shedding the virus and we getting a third generation of cases. We're hoping that is not the case. But what we would again recommend to anyone who was in the emergency department, if they've not been vaccinated, to be monitoring for symptoms. Typically it has a prodrome, that is before the rash pops out, They feel tired, febrile, cough, and then they develop a rash. And you can spread measles about 4 days up before the rash appears until 4 days after the rash has appeared. So that 8-day window of transmission for measles is concerning. So again, wanted to get the word out to anyone who is in our community, again, that measles is out there. It's rare, but every couple of years we see one case and then get a handful of cases off of that from secondary transmission. The really good thing, though, is it's a very preventable disease. A single dose of the MMR vaccine prevents 93% of cases. A second dose prevents 97% of cases. So again, a very highly effective lifelong immunity from the MMR vaccine.
We've got just about a minute left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Michelle Jaquetta, any closing comments you'd like to make?
I don't think so. Thank you for having us on, BJ. I really appreciate it.
Very good. And Dr. Sergenko, anything else you'd like to add?
So as always, you know, closing out with the COVID messages, you know, wash your hands, cover your cough, stay home if you're sick, watch your distance, wear a mask, and if you're eligible, get a vaccine.
So if you get the COVID vaccine and the flu shot, are you going to be in looking hopefully in pretty good shape heading into this winter?
Yeah, I would definitely say that getting both is a great idea. Again, we don't want to see a twindemic. We worried about that last year, where we were worried about having both flu and COVID at the same time, but really demonstrates the value of wearing a mask, because we saw very little flu. So I'm hoping people will continue to wear a mask and get their flu vaccine. So we're only dealing with COVID and hopefully dealing with a small amount of that.
And it's one of the biggest things, just staying home and quarantining if you're sick.
Exactly. Yeah. Always, you know, if there's nothing else you do, if you're sick, stay at home. And we, you know, doesn't matter whether it's COVID, the flu, or any other communicable disease, if all you do is stay at home, that helps us out tremendously.
And we thank our guest, Interim Tuolumne County Public Health Officer, Dr. Eric Sergenko. He's also the Public Health Officer for Mariposa County, as well as Tuolumne County Public Health Director, Michelle Jaquetta, getting us up to speed on a variety of different topics related to COVID-19, also the measles and the flu shot clinic. And you can, if you missed any of this show or any past shows, you can find it archived on mymotherlode.com. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're planning to get an update from Congressman Tom McClintock. He's going to be in town late next week to speak at the TuCare Natural Resources Summit. We're planning to hear from Congressman McClintock that following weekend, this coming next week, Saturday and Sunday. He's going to talk about forest management issues, as well as issues up for debate up in Washington, D.C., a number of different things that we'll hear from the congressman on. Again, that's coming up next week on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. We thank you for joining us. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.